Hey there, Story Pirates Podcast listeners, Lee here. Today's episode is, frankly, all over the place, but in a good way. We've got spa days, zombified dogs, brave pigeons, and our special guest, the Broadway actor and singer Stephanie Park. All of that and more coming up after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, gather round, Let's do a quick roll call. Peter?
Here.
Rachel?
Here.
Megan?
Present.
Rolo?
Here.
Siegfried?
Ha-ha!
Nimini?
Here.
Lufa? Baby with a mustache?
Yep.
Eric?
Hi-yo.
Smitty?
Aki.
All the other story pirates who are also canonically living on this boat, but whom we never talk about?
I think they left.
Really? When did that happen?
Not really sure.
Huh, they must all be remote now. Anyway, finally, Lee. That's me! You know, sometimes I forget about how many of us there are. Anyway, I've gathered you all here today because I have an important announcement.
What is it, Lee?
As I was checking all the scanners and radars this morning, I noticed that we're currently digging our way past some very cool and very fun-looking underground hot springs.
Hot springs?
Yeah, a hot spring is a part of the earth with naturally occurring clean water for drinking or swimming or playing. And according to this readout, looks like we've got mineral water baths, mud baths, salt rooms.
You mean like a spa?
Exactly. And when you've been working as hard as we've been, it's important to also be sure that you're making time for rest and relaxation. So I've decided that today we're going to do a company retreat. Happy spa day, everybody. Now let's get out there and recharge.
Yay!
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
Pirates keep their gold there.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
I've got goggles if anyone wants to go swimming.
Is someone bringing towels?
I have sunscreen.
Wait, we don't need sunscreen. We're underground.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be the best day ever.
Hold on. Before we all start our day of relaxation, do you think we should do a story?
Yeah!
Great. Okay, listeners, this first song is about the cutest, furriest zombies you've ever met, and it features today's special guest, the incredible singer Stephanie Park. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Lily. I'm 8 and I live in Illinois. This is my story, Zombie Puck.
It was a normal night. I was in my room, getting ready to go to sleep. Looked over at my dog's bed.
Good night.
But Cosmos, that it was empty. That's when I heard a bitter scratching at my door. And then burst in some creatures that I'd never seen before. You'll never guess what they were unless you remember the title of the story. That's right, zombie puppies were inside my room. Fur and eyes that were yellow as the moon. Zombie puppies, still kind of cute, you know. I was stunned, but I had to run, so I jumped out my window. Started running down the street, thought maybe I could meet my friends Emily and Ricky in the park. They usually play there. Turns out I was right. I said, hey, Emily and Rick, we need to talk. But before I could tell them what I saw, we heard the pitter-patter of tiny undead boys. That's right, they followed me there. Oh, zombie puppies had made their way to the park, closing in with their drooling grins and their ghoulish puppy bark.
Everybody having a good time at the underground hot springs / spa resort?
Yeah! Check it out. I can blow bubbles in this mud bath.
That's great, baby with a mustache. How about you, Eric?
I'm really loving sitting and relaxing in this natural hot spring.
I'm pretty sure natural hot springs don't bubble like that.
Like I said, I'm really relaxing in here.
Oh, gross, Eric!
Oh, it's natural!
Megan, Rachel, how about you?
I'm getting a massage. And Rachel here is giving a massage.
Now, this might surprise you, but I used to work as a masseur at a zoo.
Isn't that something you could both be doing on the ship, like whenever you want?
It's about the ambiance, Lee.
She's right. Now, please, I require tranquility for my work.
Oh, sorry. Siegfried, how's it going with you?
Well, I just got out of the natural sauna, so now I'm in the natural winter cavern. According to this thermometer, it's a mere 15 degrees in here. I'm freezing cold. I love it!
How long have you been sitting there?
Longer than is healthy, probably. I think my butt is frozen to this bench. Could you bring me some hot water so I can thaw myself out?
Don't worry, I got you, Siegfried. Here you go.
Many thanks, Peter.
Peter, what are you drinking?
It's a smoothie. Can you believe there was a smoothie bar down here? I mean, sure, the only flavors were mud, dirt, and soil.
Peter, I think that's just a cup full of mud, dirt, and soil.
It also has rocks.
Okay. Nimini, how are you spending your spa day?
Lufa and I are soaking up the positive effects of being buried in Himalayan salt crystals.
Oh, is that actually doing anything for you?
No idea. But it's the least water-based activity around here, so it's the only thing Lufa can do. Remember what happens when Lufa gets wet?
Ugh, don't remind me. That was one of our more derivative episodes. Yeah, you're right. Probably not as derivative as the noir episode. Anyway, I'm happy if you're happy, Lufa. Hey, Rolo, what are you up to?
I'm walking on these smooth, wet rocks with my bare feet. They say reflexology like this can help improve my circulation.
Neat. Is it working?
I'm not sure yet. I was saying ouch because it hurts to peel off my very tight socks. Ooh, ouch! Ooh. Okay, left foot done. Now to remove my right sock. Yeah!
Okay, good luck with that. Smitty, my man! Enjoying your day off?
I've carefully applied a mud mask to my face. I have cucumber slices on my eyes. And now it's time for me to sit quietly and just be.
Oh, cucumbers! I can use those in my smoothie. A yoink!
Hey, Peter, give those back.
But I need these to relax.
No, I need them to relax. You don't know the first thing about relaxing.
Hey, leave Peter alone.
Ugh, Megan, you can't just get up in the middle of my massage. You're ruining my flow.
Your flow? All you've been doing is poking at my back like it's a keyboard. You call that a massage?
I was trained in a very specific form of micromelodic masseusery. Now lay down, I have to play a D-flat.
Ugh, what's all the racket about?
I know we were relaxing, Lufa, but it's hard to relax when everyone is yelling at each other.
Well, if you wanted to leave the Himalayan salt room earlier, you should have said something.
Please, everyone, stop fighting.
Baby with a mustache, you're tracking mud all over the floor from your mud bath.
Me? Well, your feet are stinking up the whole place.
It's very difficult for me to get my socks back on. They're very tight.
Oh boy. That was relaxing.
You've already got to try the cold room.
Hot spring.
Cold room!
That's it!
I've had it!
I couldn't agree more. This day has been ruined.
Well then, I guess we all know what this means.
I think we do. This means that mud smoothies taste significantly better with cucumbers.
What?
Did I get that wrong?
Peter, no. This means war!
War? Huh. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Too late, Lee. It's Nimini, Rolo, Siegfried, Peter, and me, Megan.
Versus?
Smitty, Lufa, Eric, Baby with a Mustache, and
me, Rachel.
Wait, stop. Where is that announcer voice even coming from?
Battle begin in 3, 2, 1.
Charge!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Listen up, everyone. When you're a pirate all the way.
Everybody stop!
Lee, I was just about to sing a musical number.
I know! We can't afford the licensing fees. And also, I'm not sure if your changes would have worked.
Fair.
Everyone, look around! What is happening? This was supposed to be a fun, relaxing day, but all this competitive relaxation is tearing us apart! I mean, what is wrong with us?
Oh, I just tested the soil. Turns out it's chock full of special toxic gas that makes people turn on each other.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yikes. I guess it just goes to show you, always remember to test the soil.
Did you say taste the soil? Don't mind if I do. Home
test.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Ooh, an earthworm.
Let's all just get back on the ship before things get worse.
Wait! Before we go, should we do another story?
Yeah!
No, we should get back on the ship first because of the toxic gas.
Oh! Yes, let's do that.
Now can we do a story, Lee?
Yes, okay! I don't know why you're upset with me. I was just getting us away from the gas.
This guy, obsessed with toxic gas. It's like, we get it. Whatever, Lee. Anyway, here's the next story.
Hi, I'm Gus and I live in Hawaii. I'm 7 years old and this is my story, The Particular Pigeon.
meeting of the PTA, the Pigeon Teacher Association, to order.
Yes, Madam Pigeon President.
We need to calmly and rationally address the various problems facing our beloved Pigeon School. The first problem on the agenda is that the Pigeon Playground is full of...
corn!
What does it want from us?
Is it a fruit? A vegetable? A bread? What?
This is scarier than that time I tried to perch on a roof, but then there was an owl on it, and later I realized it was a fake owl, but that didn't make it any less scary.
Yes, we've all been tricked by the fake owl. Now, the pigeon floor is open for pigeon suggestions. Who dares burst into our school and interrupt our PTA meeting?
It's a pigeon!
A particular pigeon!
And is he wearing a little cowboy hat?
Howdy, folks. I heard y'all found yourselves in a bit of trouble. Lucky for y'all, I'm not afraid of anything.
Do you think I'm just going to accept random help from a strange pigeon in a ridiculously tiny cowboy hat? Because that's exactly what I'm going to do! Come, particular pigeon, to the pigeon playground! Here we are at the pigeon playground. Over there is the corn! I don't know why we even bought that corn. The whole budget meeting is kind of a blur.
I'll have this corn gone before you can say poop on a statue.
Now wait just a minute.
Oh, it's you, Teacher Pigeon.
I recognize this particular pigeon. You used to be a student of mine.
I reckon.
You think you can just calmly stroll back into our school and do what no other pigeon in the entire PTA could do?
I reckon.
Ha! Corn is too scary for pigeons.
If that's what you reckon.
The particular pigeon is walking over to the corn.
Corn, take this. Nom, 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 nom.
He's eating the corn.
He didn't listen to his teacher. He just ate the corn.
The particular pigeon, yeah.
We're saved.
Wait. Corn isn't our only problem. What about the video games?
Oh, right. I totally forgot about our problem with video games.
So many noises!
And like, should I have realized the owl wasn't real? Because it couldn't turn its head even a little? And then I asked myself if I couldn't tell the difference between a real owl and a fake owl. Am I even real?
Yes, we've all had an existential crisis brought on by the fake owl. Anyway, to the Pigeon Arcade! Here we are at the Pigeon Arcade.
Y'all built an entire arcade, even though y'all are terrified of video games.
That budget meeting really got out of hand.
I'll take care of these video games faster than you can eat dinner out of a trash can.
Now wait just a minute. Video games are too scary for pigeons.
If that's what you reckon.
The particular pigeon is walking over to the video games.
Now he's playing the video games?
He didn't listen to his teacher.
The particular pigeon, yeah.
We're saved!
Wait, that's not all of our problems. What about skiing?
Oh yeah, I forgot all about our irrational fear of skiing.
Why do they wear the goggles?
How are we supposed to hold the poles?
And that's when I realized that I might actually love the fake owl. And then I was stricken by the horror of the possibility of being known, like really known by someone, even if that someone is a fake owl.
Yes, we've all found ourselves paralyzed with vulnerability after falling in love with the fake owl. Anyway, we are terrified of skiing. To the pigeon ski slope. We've arrived at the Pigeon Ski Slope.
Y'all regularly take an 8-hour bus ride here all the way from New York City, even though you're terrified of skiing?
Three words. Pigeon, budget, surplus.
Y'all should probably look into hiring a financial consultant. But I'll have this whole fear of skiing thing sorted out before you can squawk out a song.
Now wait just a minute.
If it ain't Teacher Pigeon for the third time.
You've eaten some corn. You've played some video games. But skiing?
See you at the bottom of the slope, Teach.
Aye!
No, he went down the slope. He didn't listen to his teacher!
The particular pigeon is doing the slalom! Now he's doing the moguls! Now he's somehow switched to cross-country skiing!
It's less exciting, but you get a great workout!
He's done!
love it!
The particular pigeon, yeah!
Particular pigeon, you did it! You saved our school!
It weren't no thing. Anyone else would have done the same.
No particular pigeon. That's just it. No other pigeon could have done what you did today. I learned that maybe I'm the one that should have listened to you.
And I learned that pigeons can't do budgets.
Oh, yeah.
Truer true. Words.
Particular pigeon, will you come back to the school with us and stay forever?
I wish I could, but I don't want to.
Well, can't argue with that.
The particular pigeon, yeah!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, Gus, it's Lee from Story Pirates. How's it going?
Good.
Gus, you live in Hawaii, right? What's it like to live in Hawaii?
It's really hot here.
Do you live by the beach?
Yes, we live just across the road from the beach.
Wow. And do you get to go swimming whenever you want?
Like, usually at the end of the day and when my dad goes to work out there.
It's a good way to beat the heat, I bet.
Yep.
So, Gus, you wrote The Particular Pigeon.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how you came up with the idea for it?
There's, like, hundreds of pigeons here.
I guess I didn't realize that there were pigeons in Hawaii.
Yeah, there's, like, tiny little pigeons here.
I've never been to Hawaii, but in my mind, there's, like, tropical birds, and pigeons are more in places like New York City or something.
Yeah, like, there's more chickens here than pigeons.
Oh, really? Are they, like, people's chickens that they have?
Well, they're just, like, roaming all around everywhere, like, walking.
Are you serious right now? This is wild.
Yeah.
Do the chickens go to the beach?
I see some chicken footprints at the beach.
Do you think they're, like, going for a swim?
Mm-mm.
I feel like I hear a bird in the background right now. Is that a bird?
Yeah, there's like hundreds of birds in my backyard.
What kinds?
We have this one neighbor. He has like hundreds of birds in one tree.
I had no idea that Hawaii was such a haven for birds.
Yeah, there's like this bird island here. There's like hundreds of... like seabirds. I think there's a sign that says there, don't trespass and never go there.
They just let the birds have it.
Yeah, because I think the birds will peck you.
Gus, it sounds like you know a lot about nature.
Yeah, because like I've moved to like hundreds of countries.
What are some other places that you've lived?
Korea, Japan, Tokyo, Dubai.
Do you have a favorite place that you've ever been?
Probably Dubai.
What's cool about Dubai?
Pirates keep their gold there.
Oh. One thing I like about your story, it's called The Particular Pigeon. And was this based on a pigeon that you've seen before?
Probably the bravest pigeon I've ever seen. I just, like, walked right up to it and it didn't fly away. It only just, like, hopped.
Why do you think that people and animals feel fear in the first place? Like, what's the point?
I think the point is, like, when you get fear, like, you're really, really scared. But your mind wants you to be brave, so you're trying to be brave.
Gus, thank you for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
First up, shout out to Colton, a 9-year-old from Canada who sent us the story, Zach versus the pop-up ads. Now, if you've ever been on a computer, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with pop-up ads. Have you ever felt attacked by the pop-up ads? I know I have. And Colton takes this idea a little bit further with incredibly funny ideas for pop-up ads like cat dynamite, a magical turkey pet that is a rainbow, snow dog dragons and laughing lollipops and cakes that are wormholes. Awesome story, Colton. Next up, a shout out to Ruby, a 10-year-old in California who sent us the story, This Whale is Way Out of the Sea. And it's a heroic story about a girl named June who saves a beached whale. And when the whale is saved, the whale sings in a cadence that sounded a little familiar to me. I was tangled up, but that's all right. And now I can't swim into the sunlight. Great story, Ruby. From New Mexico, 8-year-old Carrie sent us The Day-Long Scream. And it's pretty short, so I'll just read it to you. Ahem. Once upon a time, far, far away, there was a goat. And he got scared, and he screamed for a whole day. Ah! The end. Thanks, Carrie. And finally, shout out to Orson, a 6-year-old in California, who sent us The Creepy Magnet, which is an extremely creepy story about a magnet that is creepy. And everyone's like, that magnet's creepy. Except one guy's like, that magnet's not creepy. And in the end, the magnet actually is pretty creepy. And they have to figure out how to get rid of it. To find out how and to read all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast. Now it's time for you to write us a story, and if you don't know what to write, here's a story spark from Lily, the author of Zombie Pups.
Kids, write us an adventure story about a person who secretly has extraordinary superpowers. Tell us what happens on their adventure, and tell us about the very evil villain they meet along the way.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Lily and Gus. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories and story sparks at storypirates.com. And remember, every single story we receive gets some love. Some story love. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Mike Cavallon, McKenna Cox, Minzwi Karami, Mahala Lawrence, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Our head writer is Minzwi Karami. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon, Mahala Lawrence, and Alexa Simpson. And contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Stephanie Park. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Langston Darby, Sasha Diamond, Quentin Johnson, Martha Marion, Peter McNerney, Kent Morita, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Peter Russo, Courtney Vinays, Jamie Watson, Rachel Winitsky, Nimini Ware, and Matt Zimbrano. Zombie Pups was written and produced by Eric Erson with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Ah. Finally, back in my private suite on the Story Pirates ship. I know, it's a little bit weird and possibly rude that I have a hot tub here in my room on the ship, and none of the other Story Pirates know about it. I guess for me, every day is a spa day. Okay, don't look at me like that. If I told them about it, they would always be in here using it. And frankly, Peter would get crumbs in the water, and that's not cool. Just one of the perks of being sort of the leader around here, I guess. Get my own hot tub. And the biggest room. You know, this is a lot like the luxury treehouse I have between season 1 and 2, except it's not in the treehouse anymore. It's on the ship. It's pretty great. Just don't tell any of the others, okay? Can I trust you? All right, back to relaxing. I don't feel guilty at all. Maybe a little.